All right, guys, sorry about the delay. Cousins were here, so I had a lot to do. And my computer decided to crap out on me in the middle of making that recording, so I only got through part of it and not all. So there are three contest entries left for me to go through, and I will do that right now. First up is Navy Girl Envy. Navy, you should take a lot of pride in the fact that you decided to submit a piece that was dedicated to your grandpa. Unfortunately, the most moving part of your piece was the dedication. Aside from that, I saw some flourishing going on at, you know, the budding level. You're coming out as a writer. But aside from that, this piece didn't do much for me. I wasn't drawn in. I didn't see any image from it. There were a few errors in there. And errors in a poem to me are just like, you know, I see an error in a piece that is only a few lines long, and I think, wow, this person really didn't look over the work. It wasn't like a small error either. It's like you read it out loud and you'd see it. Aside from that, it just felt empty. I really didn't feel anything. And a key point of a poem is to make the reader feel something. So in that regards, you didn't do too well. However, I would definitely encourage you to come back, try again, put some feeling into it, because you definitely seem to have the base skill there. It's just a matter of taking it to the next level, and that's what you need to do. Next up is Sarashi. If that's how you say your name, great, I did it right. If I totally messed it up, I'm sorry. I'm not that good at pronouncing screen names. Your story was outside of my typical genre of reading. I don't normally go around reading boy love stories. However, it definitely was not cliche to me, and you had the sarcastic wit thrown in there, and it made me feel involved, and it made me read. And that is a key point of this contest, is to make me read it, you know, draw me in. However, one thing that I did notice is that you tend to do these, like, one-word sentence things. Don't do it! You know, you have the talent, and you put the effort in to make it a good story. You don't need one-word sentences to draw the reader on. You know, the reader will read if you put it in a sentence. Don't be afraid to spread the wealth. I say that all the time. So in that respect, your fine skill was a little low. However, you are in this group of people that is pretty much tied for first at the end of my reading. And in fact, I will get to that at the very end, and I will go through what exactly I'm going to do. Liz, you have some grammatical issues when it comes to comma usage, and throughout your piece you tend to leave dangling clauses hanging at the end of your sentences, and that is kind of a problem. You shouldn't do that. You need to make sure that your sentences are correct, that they flow right, and that was another problem, is that it was a little slow and a little methodic. I want to see a punch and grab. I want some flow. You know, don't be afraid to let it hang out a little bit. But you have to let it hang out correctly. You can't just have these things tacked onto the end of the sentences that, you know, it's like the water is going over the edge of the waterfall, you know, it's going off the cliff, and then it just freezes. You have to take it all the way down. And that way, you'll make your work a lot better. Overall, though, I'll tell you what, this is the one thing that you can take away from this. This is your personal victory. When I got to the end of the chapters, there was enough entertainment value to make me go to the next. And that is huge. So you have to figure out a way to take it up to the next level, but keep that interest throughout to make the reader go on to that next chapter. And that will be your next great step. You know, I guess I was wrong. There aren't three left. There are four. Anyway, Bastion, you're the last person that I read. So I will go through yours now. You have some quotation mark grammatical issues. Normally, we do not put multiple punctuation marks at the end of the quote, like a comma with a question mark. You know, you could just put the comma and then say he asked, or put the question mark and just have nothing there at all. It's a little weird, not so much a big deal, but it's distracting for anybody who knows. You kind of look at it like, what is going on? That normally isn't done. Your story was very entertaining. I was really impressed with the story. Entertainment-wise, you rocks were pwned. And creatively, your story was very nicely put together. However, overall, the writing seemed a little lax to me. I didn't really see some of the effort that I saw from other people in terms of their structure, how much detail they put into it. You certainly had all the elements of the story. I would just like to see a little bit more. And that is all I have to say about that one. But you are also in the group of people who are tied for first. So now I have to come to the decision of what I'm going to do. And I will save that for part 3.